Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. Welcome back. We got a call. We'll get Brian, we're going to get you in here right away. I got a couple of interesting baseball statistics that I want to run by you. We've had this when we were growing up, the third hitter in your lineup was your best hitter, right? Always.
Well, three or four.
Three or four,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dave Parker, Jeff Bagwell. I mean, that was the thought. Now, Shohei Ohtani is leading off.
Mm-hmm. That changed a little while back.
Yeah, it changed a little while. The thought was it should have been second. But here's some – the three spot in the lineup. In 2023, the three spot in the lineup came up with two outs, comes up with two outs and no runners on. Far more than any other spot in the lineup. In 2023, the leadoff hitter came up 2,592 times. The second hitter, 2,480. The third hitter came up with two outs and nobody on, 4,630 times. 4,630
times. How's that possible with one and two ahead of him?
I know. And yet, that's – listen.
Eight and nine is ahead of one.
For the Astros, when 2 years ago, they should have had their best hitter hitting ninth because every single time there were runners on and two outs, Martin Maldonado was up.
What is it for bases loaded in the ninth hole? Is that 7,500 times it's come up? Because that's what it feels like. Because Maldonado
always
had bases loaded.
Always. It was incredible. Ryan Spader put this out, and this makes me nuts. Ken Griffey Jr., just with the Mariners, batted 1,685 times, or played in 1,685 games. Lance Berkman played in 879 overall. Griffey hit 292, Berkman 293. On base, 374 for Griffey, 406 for Berkman. 553 OPS, 537 OPS, slugging, 553, 537. OPS, 927 for Griffey, 943 for Berkman. His OPS is better. 144 plus OPS, OPS plus, OPS plus, same for Berkman. Lance Berkman was not, I could go hits, RBIs, everything. Lance Berkman is right there with Ken Griffey Jr. And Lance Berkman was out at the first ballot. 943 OPS. If you have a 943 OPS today, you're going to make $30 or $40 million the next year. He had a 943 OPS for his career, which is unbelievable, and didn't even make it past the first ballot. I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of idiot sports writers that ignored Lance Berkman, didn't even look at the just went Lance Berkman, nah. What a bunch of a-hole jerks.
it's not gonna change.
Maybe someday the veteran committee will look at it and go, man, Lance Berkman was a hell of a player.
It sucks that outside of Houston he's not gonna be remembered for how great he was. Like, Lance Berkman was a dude. Consistent. And I don't think it's all, everyone says it's all political. I don't think it's all political, though. I think Lance Berkman just kind of went about, people look at him and they see the pudgy face, and he was very self-deprecating, you know, eating the Twinkies. And I don't think people looked at him like he looks unassuming, you know. He has the physical appearance, looks unassuming. And then you look at the numbers like, holy crap, this dude really raked. I mean, really. And now we knew it here. We could feel it. We could see it. But he never had national acclaim. At no point was Lance Berkman a national star. Never. He was always kind of a cult figure where people who, you know, people knew he had a good sense of humor. We knew it here in Houston, but other people started to find out in other markets. Lance Berkman was super clutch. He was super consistent. He was highly productive in power numbers. He just never was given the national acclaim that he deserved, ever. I mean, what, did some of his political stuff, was it, you know, was, or the religious stuff, was that looked down on by people, or was it, yeah, sure, later on when he was out of baseball, he wasn't even in sports anymore. He didn't even play. But he was never a star player in Major League Baseball, but he had, like, star numbers. He had star numbers. Some of it maybe was playing with Bagwell Biggio, John. He's just, you know, the Astros were Bagwell Biggio, and that's kind of – but at the same time, when you looked at the stats, Lance Berkman was doing as much or better than those guys at certain stages of those guys being on – especially after 2000, Lance Berkman really kind of took over. Bagwell had some injury stuff pop up, and, you know, Biggio was good. Biggio was still good. He was getting older, though, a lot older. And Berkman was carrying this team. And no one – like, oh, Roger, Andy and Roger – Jeff and Craig, you know, oh, Jeff Kent's over there now. And where was, like, who talked about Lance Berkman? He was always behind Roger and Andy and Jeff and Craig. Like, Berkman never got the shine that he deserved on this team. He never did. He did on never our did. Show. He was the big poop. No. But yeah. I just think people don't have any idea how good that guy was nationally. I really don't. I think they'd be shocked. If you didn't put his name up there and you put his numbers up there and you just said player X, they would say, oh, man, this guy deserves some consideration. They may not put him in, but they'd say, man, he deserves consideration. Not to fall off the ballot immediately.
Immediately. Not even get 5%. That's
Now, you know, maybe some of the political stuff hurt him with some voters here closer. But I'm just here to tell you that he was never given the love he deserved, ever, at any point.
Who cares about that? Who cares
you should,
about it?
You're not
political?
Supposed to. Yeah. You're not supposed to.
No. All right, let's get Brian in here. LSU. Is this LSU Brian?
Yeah, LSU Brian.
LSU Brian, what's going on? I guess we got no LSU Brian.
He's trying.
All right. He's trying and trying. But we got a break. If LSU Brian ain't there, Brian, we'll try again on the other side. Let's try right now to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. It's easy to talk about Houston. It's easy to talk about what Robin's doing. Robin's awesome. Robin is fantastic at what she does. Robin is going to – she's going to powder coat this whole city. I mean, when you look at the list of the businesses that Houston Powder Coaters has dealt with, I mean, from the Ferris wheel to Galveston to the Woodlands Waterways to NRG to Westside Tennis Club to, I mean, it's business after business after business. And if you've got a business and let's say your fence is rusting out, it can help you, okay? Your fence is rusting out. You want it to look great? Of course you do. You don't want to look shabby. You got a business to run there. Houston Powder Coaters can come out there and help you. Can't do it residentially, but they can do it commercially. So here's the deal. If you're somebody that wants your business to look great, Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. Make it look new. People want to go to a place that looks great, okay? And Houston Powder Coaters does that. Now, residential, they'll pick up and deliver absolutely free, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. But you do have to worry about your stuff getting old, too. You want it to look great. You want your patio furniture to look great? Let's go. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin that you heard it right here. She'll quote you over the phone, and she will tell you whether or not you should be buying new stuff or powder coating that stuff. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, these teams are unsettled at quarterback. The Jets, the Steelers, the Titans, the Raiders, and the Giants. Would you – okay, this is crazy. Is Sam Darnold the most attractive offseason acquisition? I mean, it's – okay, who would you rather have right now, Aaron Rodgers or Sam Darnold? That's actually a question in 2025.
God, Aaron was drafted in 2005. I mean, he's old.
Both are just Band-Aids, though, right?
Yeah, I feel like you'll overpay for Sam Darnold. Will Sam Darnold be as good on his next – will Sam Darnold be as good as Baker Mayfield right now?
Well, who's calling his play?
Now, both have – Liam Cohen was calling plays for –
he had the coach of the year. He had the coach of the year.
Who's that, Baker?
No, Darnold.
Oh, I thought you meant the assistant coach of the year. I mean, Liam Cohen is known as a really good play caller over there for Baker Mayfield, who I was originally talking about. So, no question, Sam Darnold. And he had Jay Jetta. He had Justin Jefferson over there that he was throwing to. Baker Mayfield obviously was throwing to Mike Evans, who is not as good as Justin Jefferson. But I think Sam Darnold has to have – I think Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, most quarterbacks have to have good players around them. Special quarterbacks can have above-average players around them and do really well, but there's very few special quarterbacks in the NFL, very few. And you can still be a special quarterback and have good players around you. Both can be true also. But Sam Darnold is not that guy. You're not that guy. So Sam Darnold, when he doesn't have special around him, I think you're going to see a huge regression to the mean. You already see both guys turn it over. Sam Darnold and Baker turn the ball over. What's going to happen when he's in a worse situation?
Well, I don't know. Can he be – that's a good question. Can he be Baker? Can he be Rich Gannon? Rich Gannon turned into an MVP, so I'm not sure. But who knows? Rich Gannon wasn't considered a really good quarterback before he got to the Raiders and won big.
You're taking one of the biggest outliers in NFL history.
Right.
And I don't think Sam can be that, no. My question is, can he be a serviceable game manager who can play well enough to get you to the playoffs? That's the question you have to be asking. Unless you're just going to – I mean, if you're going to give him a contract that's three guaranteed years or more, you have to be okay with that. If not, you're right. He's a two-year bridge quarterback at most. And my guess is he's a bridge – I don't know. I think the last two games of the season, we do live kind of in a recency bias. Look, we're huge recency bias society. We just cannot let things play out. Whatever just happened is what's going to happen for all of eternity. And so in that vein, his last two games sucked. Like it feels like it wiped out the whole year for Sam Darnold. So now there's so many questions about Sam Darnold where, frankly, those same questions were in place the whole time. You know, is Sam Darnold just a product of the system? That didn't change before his last two games, but those last two games, you know, it's really put doubt in my mind if I would ever want to give Sam Darnold more than $25 million a year for 2 years. And that's not even crazy money by NFL standards for an average starter. That's pretty much, like, $25 million is almost a bargain for an average starter. His agent's going to be going for $30 million plus per year.
Yeah, I mean, he probably should get that. Probably should. I mean, I don't know what the Saints are going to do with Derek Carr.
But those are bad contracts,
though.
It
looks like the Rams are going
to
trade.
Why should a team aspire to a bad contract? Yeah. I mean, I get an agent. I'm with you. Like, an agent says, this is what Derek Carr's making. If I'm a team, I'm not using Derek Carr as a model. I'm using it as a model of what not to do.
Yep.
So
exactly.
So what do you do? Well, Baker Mayfield. You say, okay, this is the model, Baker Mayfield. That's why I brought him up.
That's the outlier. Again, though, that's another outlier. Guys just don't go.
But it feels like if it's an outlier, then why do we have another guy in Sam Darnold, like Baker Mayfield?
Zach Wilsons and Blaine Gabberts and
Jared Goff? And
all the
comeback players aren't that – it's not that unusual now. We're starting to see it's not that unusual for players to play. I would say it's not an outlier. Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff had a big comeback after two bad years.
There's a lot more failures. Carson Wentz.
No, there's
a lot more failures
than
there
are
those
success
stories.
But it's not an outlier where it's one of one. Like Rich Gannon, you can't find another Rich Gannon. I just named you Geno Smith. Jared Goff came back out of nowhere. Geno Smith literally was like a resurrection story. Baker Mayfield was a resurrection story. Sam Darnold feels like another resurrection story. But there's a limit to the resurrection story. Geno Smith hit his ceiling. Baker, my guess is this is Baker's ceiling. What we're seeing now, this is as good as Baker can be. A lot of touchdowns, a lot of interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sam, like, would you trust Sam Darnold? If would you want Sam Darnold over a new quarterback? Maybe you would. Maybe you would. But would you think that you had your answer? If you're the Raiders, would you rather have Sam Darnold or Cam Ward or Shadur? Like, if you get your choice, I think the Raiders may have their choice of quarterbacks at one. I'm not sure a quarterback's going before six. So if that's the case, would you rather have Shadur Sanders, Cam Ward, or you know, that combination, whoever you choose, or Sam Darnold? Who would you rather have?
I probably would rather have the other than I'd rather have Shadur or
Cheap guys that you can, you know, you got a little more runway.
I know that's well. Listen, if the Rams trade Sam Darnold, Stafford. Matthew Stafford to the Giants, they're getting their third overall pick, and they're probably taking Cam Ward.
If you gave the third overall pick for a quarterback that old, then you should be fired immediately.
Yeah, well,
like you literally, if the Giants, it's bad enough they're taking old guys. If you did that for your third, there's no way it's the third pick. Now,
well, then they're taking Cam Ward.
Now they may flip, you know, they may give a future first or whatever, but. No, I think there's a chance the Raiders could end up with the first quarterback pick of the draft. I don't think the Titans. So, rumor has it I'm not sure that that Abdul Carter's not going to follow the Marvin Harrison mode of like doing nothing. He's done. He's done until draft. You're not going to hear from him, see from him, nothing. Abdul Carter's in wraps, bubble wrap. So that's done. That's the rumor. So if that's the case, he could easily be the first pick. Because if you're the Titans, you have to say, it ain't great with our quarterback, but if we really don't believe in Shadur Sanders or Cam Ward, why would we pass on Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter? Like, why would we do that? These guys are we know they're really good players. Why would we pass on these guys for quarterbacks we're not real sure of? So if you're not positive that these guys are going to be big-time, high-impact players, don't take them first. Go get a high-impact. Like, I know Abdul Carter and I know Travis Hunter are going to be good NFL players. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on those other two quarterbacks. So
I know, but you got to have that position. So
you do have to, but next year the class looks a lot better.
Oh, it always looks better next year.
Well, but it didn't look better this year. That's why everyone drafted. That's why Penix got drafted so early and Bo Nix got drafted early, because people looked at this class and said, I don't know about this.
Ick. Is Brian still here? LSU,
although,
Brian?
Although I will say, yours and Beck were supposed to be the top two guys. And so you did have that going if you like those two.
Yep. All right, let's get LSU Brian in here.
What's up, guys? Hey, I were talking earlier about the Texans in the news, and everyone knows they need offensive line the most. And, John, you should know about LSU guys. And, Lance, you're an offensive lineman, so... And I was wanting to check, see what y'all thought about Emory Jones. Now, Emory was supposed to project as a guard. He's played tackle since day one his freshman years. Pretty much played every game for first 3 years. So I'm not sure if he'll be there. Second round, they're projecting to go, you know, late first, you know, to mid second. But Lance, I was just getting you. Thoughts on him. I'm sure you've looked at him. But a guy that's versatile that you might could put either position, and frankly, the Texans need both positions. So just give your opinion on him.
Yeah, I don't think Emory's there by that pick of the second round. I wouldn't take him in the first round. his tackle tape is a little sloppy, to be honest with you. But it was better at the Senior Bowl, and he still needs to play more football, and he's going to get better, I would assume. The question is, does he have things that can't be corrected at tackle that will move him down to guard? And maybe that's the case. It's not the worst thing in the world to go from tackle down to guard. You get better pass protection, theoretically, from a tackle moving into guard. So, yeah, he's somebody I would consider in the second round for the Texans. I'd consider that. But I'd want to have a plan for him probably as a guard. Maybe not. I mean, why
Texans
not?
Texans could use a guard.
Texans could use a tackle or a guard. So, he's that position I would consider in the second round. For sure. And if you can play both positions, then even better. We'll figure out where we're going to play you as the season rolls on. That's fine.
Are they done with Shaq Mason?
I think they're done with Shaq Mason.
Yeah. So you could use a guard.
Yep. Yeah, you could use a left guard and a right guard, because I don't know what the answer is with Tytus Howard.
Well, it's Tytus.
Tytus isn't a guard, but he may have to play there.
He might have to play there.
You know, you're the one that told me that he's the most expensive guard in football, right?
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that yesterday?
I don't believe I did.
Somebody else said that yesterday, that Tytus Howard's cap number makes him the most expensive guard. And I think he's maybe behind one guy. And his cap number's the highest guard cap number in all of pro football.
Huh. And Tunsil is right there for tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be. I know he's the number. Well, that list that we did earlier, he was the first tackle up. But there might be other teams that have a big quarterback number that might have a tackle on their roster that's higher than Tunsil. But I think he's right up near the top. It's not like they haven't put any energy into that offensive line, but they're not getting paid back for it, that's for sure. All right, 713-780-3776. Craig DeSerf is what you're talking about now.
So Craig DeSerf is a maniac, and I'll tell you why. He said I can give you his cell phone number, so that's what I'm going to do. But it's for a very specific reason. He has electric Hummers now. He has EV Hummers that have big, huge discounts. And he said, Lance, we want to be the place. You know, and there's not a lot of these. Look, there's not a lot of these. So he is going to sell them. If you're interested in an EV Hummer and all the benefits of electric vehicles, but the power of that Hummer and the design and the look, if you're interested and you want to see what it looks like, you can go online and search for it. It's a pretty dominant looking vehicle. But he said, Lance, you can give my cell phone number. I will make a deal directly with people. I will make the best deal they can find in the Houston area, the surrounding area. Every place, I don't care what county you're looking at. Craig's in Angleton. He goes, I am going to move my vehicle, my electric Hummer out of the lot, and I'm going to do it by making the best deal that anyone can find anywhere in the city and anywhere in the state. He's that serious. 281-831-3156. My man Craig is a monster, and he's great because he takes care of people. It's his number one thing, making sure that you get the best deals, the best offers, the best service. He wants you to be happy. That's, you know, frankly, it's his job is to make you happy. It's not to, you know, he doesn't look at this as I need to try to squeeze every last penny out of every customer. That's not a good way to do business. It's not the way that you get return business. You treat people the right way, and that's what he does. And that's why he said, Lance, you can give out my cell phone number because I am going to make a deal directly for the people. They can skip everybody at the whole dealership. I will work directly to get the best offer for you, specifically on this Hummer, the EV Hummer. And so once again, his number, he said this, 281-831-3156. They're out in Angleton. It's the same energy for all the vehicles that you purchase, no matter what you're looking for. The best deals are going to be found out in Angleton. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com.
All right, we're back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. Bobby Slowick got a new job. Oh, Kellen Moore got a new job. He is the Saints head coach. Aaron Rodgers told he's not going to be back with the Jets. NFL news and notes. Slowick to the Dolphins, for those of you who hadn't heard. Kellen Moore to the Saints. Steeler fans, there's a billboard out now that wants, they're sick, and the fans says they're sick and tired of Mike Tomlin. The Rooney's got to do something about it. I don't know that the Rooney's act on billboards, but it certainly wouldn't be a good look for D'Amico if somebody put that up here, because the Texans appear to care about what the fans think.
He's one Twitter poll away from potentially losing his job.
That's it.
No, the Mike Tomlin thing is interesting, because it's you know, on paper, on the outside looking in, it's just a bunch of winning seasons in a row. But on the inside, it's like, okay, we've had this guy since, what was it, 07? They've had him for 17 years or so, and not a lot of success into the postseason over the last few years. So it's kind of natural, actually, for people to want to move in a different, for fan bases to want to move in a different direction. Like, when I look at it, I just see, oh, man, Mike Tomlin, all he does is winning records. But, like, would we be happy at 10-7 here? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. It depends. He's in a tougher well, on paper, it's tougher.
We wouldn't be happy with the playoffs.
No.
He doesn't win.
Yeah, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since they made the AFC title game in 2016.
Wow. 8 years. No, fans wouldn't be happy here either. You're right.
So he has what college coaches get. Like, if you win a national championship at some places, you're a legend forever. You're never going to get fired. The Steelers operate that way. Like, I just use, because it pops in my head because of the same colors. Like, Kurt Ferentz at Iowa. Now, he's never won a national title. He's had some really good years. He can call a shot when he's going to go. Yeah. Bobby Bowden could call a shot. Mike Tomlin is that version of that in the NFL, it feels like.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It almost does. And it takes a certain type of ownership, which is family ownership, very loyal, very, like, that family is true blue, the way they do things. They're not, you know, they're not big meddlers or anything like that. So, yeah, it there's only certain organizations where you could have that. But you're right. It is just like Ferentz, and Paterno was like
not
that.
Not Ferentz. I think.
You don't think, I don't Kirk think Ferentz has been there
forever? Ferentz didn't win a national title like Tomlin.
But Ferentz has been there forever. But how does he, forever. Yeah, how does he get to stay there?
Yeah, he's been there since the...
Well, because they're... Yeah.
Well, why is that? Why does he...
I mean, they've got... Well, who are you going to get to go to Iowa?
Well, what do you mean?
At some point, you know, you look in the mirror and say, this is what we are.
No, what? You got other programs who...
Iowa's not even as good as Wisconsin. Well, they have been over the course of the last 20 years.
Well, they're considered like similar, but
yeah, but
there's lots of programs.
More.
Like, if you want to be a, it's a Big Ten program that has, they've cranked out NFL talent. It's not like they're devoid of talent.
Yeah, they can.
I don't know about all their facilities. I don't know all that stuff, but that's not a bad program.
Yes. Yeah,
no, but look what happens when
Caitlin Clark's,
you know,
from there
at Wisconsin,
John.
When you've lost. You know, you lost a great coach. They had a great coach.
Well, they went from Alvarez, Bielema won to a point, and that's what got him the Arkansas
job. Yeah,
Bielema
actually was pretty
good.
Yeah,
and then Paul Chris won at – they've had multiple coaches
okay.
who win.
Yeah.
They win at Wisconsin's level, but that means getting to a Rose Bowl, getting to Big Ten title games. They've gone through
weird.
Three coaches who've done
Ferentz
that.
Is weird because he has not had, like – he had an extended level of just average. Like, it would have gotten most people out of there, most coaches. But because he's Iowa's favorite son, he just gets to hang on there. You know, Bobby Bowden was so to your point, Dell.
Yeah, but Bobby Bowden won titles.
Bobby Bowden won titles. That's the Tomlin thing. And you're pointing out, John, that Ferentz isn't like that. But Ferentz had that same kind of
lifer.
He has kind of a weird lifer thing going on. You don't see that much anymore, though. Tomlin and Ferentz are extreme outliers now. Like, where else do you see that in pro or college football? Doesn't really exist anymore.
No, I mean, I would have thought Pete Carroll could go when he wanted to, but nope. Pete Carroll won a title for him, got to another one, and they were like, well, you know,
you think
sorry.
It was just age, or sometimes there's politics behind the
that
scenes.
That was probably
you think
ageism.
That was just ageism?
It was probably ageism. You know, Belichick had his run, but then that ended as well. It's very rare to see what Pittsburgh's done with Tomlin. Very rare.
He's like got the Belichick rub. Only Belichick had multiple.
He won
titles.
Too much. You were never getting rid of him. Tomlin with one. We saw the Packers. Mike McCarthy got the one, and they had enough at some point. That would be the comp in the NFL. Why Mike McCarthy could get his one, and the Packers were like, get out of here. But
and old school is Marty Schottenheimer getting fired after a 13-win season.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept. It's the same concept of you couldn't get to. You're not getting far enough in the postseason, but man, taking out a billboard on that coach, woo, that's aggressive. Yeah. Can't you just do Twitter polls?
No, you got to make a
statement.
You can
create a Twitter poll. More people will see a Twitter poll than a billboard.
The real world exists beyond Twitter.
So yeah, but more people will see a Twitter poll.
Everything is on Twitter.
Not if you retweet it.
But a Twitter poll doesn't take a lot of work. A billboard suggests someone really cares about this. And that's what the point is. Hey, I paid my money to make sure people saw this.
And Mike Tomlin would pick up a job 35 seconds after getting fired.
And the difference is Mike Tomlin, Twitter poll, should he be fired, whatever. That doesn't impact anyone. The Steelers definitely wouldn't care about a Twitter poll. They would care a little about a billboard, not to the point they would fire him, but the billboard says something, makes a statement.
At some point, George Pickens is going to make him wish he was fired.
You think it hasn't already happened?
I mean, look at the guys he's had to deal with. Antonio Brown, Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson. At some point, that guy's praying he gets fired with years left on his contract. So he can just go chill.
Dell found an interesting story. Bold predictions for the NFL. We'll tell you what the bold prediction for your Houston Texans is.
Bold prediction?
Next, right
bold
here.
With the D.
Oh, bold. I was like, are we going to the Orange Bowl?
Nah.
Bold predictions. And here's a bold prediction. Lance likes Taquarias Arandas.
I do. I liked it last hour, and I still like it this hour. It hasn't changed. Now, I told you last hour about having lunch. Let me tell you about breakfast. Maybe you are just headed into work. Maybe you're getting somewhere a little bit early. Maybe you got time to stop by a Taqueria Sarandas on your way to work as you know where a location is. Why don't you stop in and grab something to go? Grab breakfast tacos. Get yourself a bag of them. Take one to you and your buddy. You owe him. He bought last time. So why don't you get, I'll give you an example. Do three of the bacon, egg, and cheese. Do two of the potato and egg. And then trust me when I tell you to get the chorizo, because that is really good. All of them are really good. And bring your bag in, get your red sauce, your green sauce, and you're set to go. Now, if you really want to do it big, you get one of their breakfast, their hearty breakfast plates, get that to go and eat in your car. And then you set up your phone right there on the dash of your car and you watch your stories. Okay. Maybe you're watching Severance. Maybe you're watching Colin from Accounts. Or Colin and Accounts in there. I don't know what show you're watching right now, but that's my favorite thing. Eat in the car, a great breakfast from Taquarias Rondas while you're watching your show. That's the way you can do it. Or just listen to our show. While we do our show, you can be eating your breakfast in your car. Is life any better than that? No. Taquarias Rondas, where life is so much better. Grab your breakfast, grab your lunch, grab your dinner, watch your sports at Taquarias Rondas.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the Houston Texans Sports Illustrated put out bold predictions. And I don't know that this is a bold prediction. I don't love it. All the other teams, the Rams will drop in both total passing and total rushing EPA next season, blah, blah, blah. The Titans will take, I don't know. The Vikings won't go into training camp with J.J. McCarthy.
Wait. Did you tell me somebody had a bold prediction that involved an EPA?
Yeah.
See, I'm all the analytics. It's fine that analytics is involved in everything, and now I can tell you what the number one thing teams are looking at right now is pressure rates on players, on collegiate players for the draft. Like that's a really really big deal for them is searching for pressure rates because it gives it shows an ability to do something, even if you have fewer snaps.
Pressure rate is to me more important than sacks.
Well, they don't go
a quarterback far. Might run into you on a sack. But how many times are you getting to him and putting pressure on him?
Pressure rate is important. Finishing is more important because you can pressure on a first down. Sacks don't lead to first downs. Sacks can change games.
No.
Sacks are more important, but pressure rates are important. Yes.
But you might lock into a sack. You might not get blocked and get a sack.
You can run into six. Yeah, or play can extend. You can get a sack off of extended plays.
How many times are you putting pressure on that quarterback to make decisions faster? And listen, a pressure is a sack. A sack, you get a pressure for that. So I think I want to know more than just one time a game. You could have 13 sacks in a season, and wow, he had 13 sacks. Well, you made an impact once a game. So I want to know how many times you're actually putting pressure on that.
That's true. Now, one problem is it's a manual event in college where you have some guy for PFF who decides what a pressure looks like, what a hurry is. And sometimes I look at hurries and it's like, that has no impact on the game at all. That's not a hurry. Right. So you have that. Now, at the NFL, with next gen, where you have wearable technologies, if you get close to a quarterback, that counts as a pressure. And so that's a little different. Like, the NFL is more standardized, where college is up to one guy who's grading may see it differently from another guy who's grading. But, with the plus minus of – but EPA, this is a major, major stat factor now in football. I'm not really ready for it to be a primary talking point in the public.
Well, it's getting like baseball. Let's move past that. The Houston Texans – their bold prediction: Texans will not see C.J. Stroud improve upon his rookie season numbers in 2025. Despite the transition to Nick Caley as offensive coordinator, we're seeing a lot of the blame placed on Bobby Slowick for an inability to push the needle offensively. But now that the Texans have a new coordinator, we may finally be able to parse out the blame properly. He's saying it was C.J.'s fault, not Bobby Slowick's fault. And CJ won't be any better this year under Nick Caley.
Well,
agree or disagree?
Well, tell me how they all. Once again, whether I'm not changing, whether it was Bobby Slowick or Nick Caley, tell me about the offensive line.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who the play caller is if you can't get the line right. Don't tell me about its play calling when the line can't block. And the line, if the line can't pick up stunts and twists and all that stuff and blitzes, it doesn't matter who the play caller is.
Right, right. Well, is how much of that is on CJ that he's not hitting his hot reads, that he's not checking out of plays, they ran the ball fine. They ran the ball fine. Shouldn't that have eased up the defensive pressure?
Yeah, I don't know if CJ was allowed to check out, to be honest with you. And that could be something that is favorable, because CJ seems like a pretty smart guy. He seems to know ball. He seems to spend time. So if that's one of them, then that will really help. I don't know. Well, I don't know if
apparently under Nick Caley, CJ is going to be able to call the protections too.
Yeah, he should. He shouldn't. If he's not good at it, they'll take it away from him. But give him the chance. Give him a chance to learn. You know, he may make some mistakes, but give him a chance to learn based on what he's experiencing, seeing, and feeling. He may have instincts based on how guys approach the line a certain way, where he just has a feeling this is a con job right here. There's no way he's not coming. This is a mugged up look. I know he's not coming. I'm not going to change my protection based on him crowding the line because there's no coverage on the slot, so he's going to bail out as soon as it snaps. You and I have probably done it. All of the people listening have probably looked at it when a team mugs up to the line. You know, they press up, and you look at where what the coverage looks like, and you say, okay, they're not all coming. There's going to be a bit. Now, figuring out who bails, that's the hard part, is figuring out who bails. But if you're CJ, you know, maybe he has a good feel for where he can go with the football. I don't think that's crazy, John. I don't think that bold prediction is not crazy. If the offensive line isn't great. Now, it sounds like he's just saying it's a CJ issue. I would say Slowick, CJ, and the offensive line all shared blame. Yeah. It was not just one guy. Like, you can't say this is just Bobby Slowick was blamed for everything and it's really on CJ. Well, until somebody tells me about the offensive line, I'm not going to take you seriously. Because anybody that watched the Texans knows that the offensive line made CJ and Bobby Slowick's job really tough.
Really hard. Really hard. Yep. All right. Let's get Rodgers in here. Is that who's on the line, Del? Rodgers? Rodgers. Let's get him in here. Hey, Rodgers.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I live in Ontario, so I have to listen to the podcast every day, but I was wanting to call in because
guys had a caller yesterday that asked about some trades, and I was wondering if we were able to trade Laremy Tunsil and get, like, say, a first or maybe a mid-round first, is there any way they could use that pick and their first-round pick, maybe trade up, and is there anybody in the draft worth getting?
For a tackle? You mean at tackle?
Yeah, at tackle.
No,
yeah.
See, I wouldn't. Will Campbell's probably going to go fourth to the Patriots, and his tape, a lot of that is just betting that he'll get better. He's not there. Trust me, he's not there yet. Has short arms. He's not there yet. Kelvin Banks, maybe a guard and not a tackle. I ain't drafting any of these. I'm not trading up for any of them. That's the problem. If that option was available, like last year was the year to do it. Last year there were some really legit tackles, like four legit tackles that could be had in the first 20 picks. Last year would have been the year to do it. But they chose to basically go after Stephon Diggs. They traded out of the first, and then they ended up moving one of their seconds. But last year was the year to do it when they had the offensive line. Last year was a quarterback and a tackle draft. You ain't trading up for tackles and quarterbacks. You're not going to do it successfully, probably. So, no. What's the weather in Ontario like? Is it warmer? Are y'all 55, 60 degrees today?
Yeah, no, not quite. We're around, I think it's 27 degrees this morning. And we have a whole bunch of snow coming this afternoon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that sounds like Oklahoma. That's what they're getting today.
See?
I mean, they're expensive. Yeah. They're expecting 4 to 8 inches in Oklahoma today.
That's what she said.
It might as well be in Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to get, like, I think 12 inches tonight and then get some freezing rain after that. So it'll be fun time tomorrow. Man, I'm so tired of seeing Laremy Tunsil, like, with his false starts and his holding penalties. And him, Shaq Mason, and their buddy Dalton Schultz would all get the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Laremy Tunsil days I might be winding down. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for the organization right now. I will someday, but I can't right now.
You will?
Yeah, probably.
Thanks for calling Thanks for listening from Ontario, by the way.
Yeah, we appreciate
There's a
it.
Chance
that might
we
be
may
our
buy,
farthest.
We may
is that
buy,
our farthest listener?
Yeah, but we may buy them. So he may be. We may.
No, we're,
are we buying or taking
we're not,
over?
They're just going to be our 51st state.
But, I don't think we're purchasing them. I think we're going to just.
But yeah. Can they be annexed against their will? Are we going to have to bring troops in and start fighting?
I don't know.
Are we going to fight Rogers?
I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but I think we're just going to take them over.
Working out in Ireland?
Just a hostile takeover of Canada?
That's what I feel like I'm being told is going to happen.
They got to vote on it. We don't want to do that.
We can just take them over. All we got to do is just roll some people in there, roll some tanks in there, and take them
over. They seem like a very proud people. I feel like
they're tough. If it's a fist fight, it's going to be a tough fight.
I feel like they're going to lock in and go, we're going to make this
tough. The Canadian people are a tough people in the cold weather.
Yeah.
John, am I wrong? Cold weather people are tough people. What about wild
ones? Canadians can't be softer. Look who they vote for.
What? Canadians are soft?
They're soft.
You see all those hockey games? They don't look soft to me. Those guys play with missing teeth.
Yeah,
dislocated. I don't know what you're talking
Moose
about.
Morrison
no, they're fancy you. Boys. They're fancy boys.
I don't know, man.
Canadians? Look at you. You've got a sweater around your
in
neck.
In your home.
Right now in your home.
In your climate-controlled
home. If you
can't
home. See this, he's got a climate-controlled home, and he's got a sweater around his neck that his butler Jeeves gave him.
I don't have anything of the sort.
You're in a museum.
Secondly,
your home is a museum.
You're a museum.
Secondly, all right, it doesn't get any tougher than California, okay? So,
particularly John in California.
That's right.
So tough.
I went from Chicago
to
Texas.
Baby ears. You think you could? You think you
can
fight off Canadian?
You think I'm not the toughest person here?
You got baby ears.
But you were in Green Bay, like
Green Bay. Yeah,
they're tougher people.
No, that's a hardy people.
That's a
rugged hardy.
But you've softened over the years.
You've
gone south.
Canada votes for Trudeau.
You've gone in south and west.
I don't like it because I got to be on a cart path.
I don't want to golf today.
I wanted to golf.
I know
I
you
wanted
did.
To golf. That's
Canadians
why I got out of there.
They're carrying their clubs, the Canadians. They're not even pulling them. They're carrying them and walking.
They have to, trudging through their snow.
Yeah, they're tougher people.
They're playing golf in snow. The Canadians are a tough people.
I'm not suggesting we would lose, but I think it'd be one of those things where it's not going to be fun.
It ain't going to be
easy.
Look who
they vote for. Stop already.
He's out the case. You keep saying that, but he's out the door. right? Isn't he out the door? Aren't they going to someone else? A new prime minister's coming?
He's done.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But then we got Freeland, and she's...
Who exactly are the tough guys we vote for?
Stop already.
What's he talking about? Who are the tough guys we vote for?
We're just a bunch of...
Doesn't get any tougher than our president.
Bone spurs? That's what you're talking about?
Who's got the fastest swing speed? Okay. Our president. That's who.
No, I don't think
his speed. I don't believe that's true either.
Swing speed is
faster than Biden's. He told him.
I bet a Canadian's is faster.
Yeah, I bet you can find someone.
Okay, so if Macron or Trudeau, somebody from another country, had a faster swing speed, they're tougher.
Oh, let's go. Well, let's see.
Who do you think can swing a club faster, Trudeau or Trump?
Trump.
You think he can swing it faster than a guy who's like 30 years younger? I don't know how old Trudeau is.
Yes, 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 yes. Trudeau's never picked up a club
in
his life.
Don't have to, hold on a second.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You don't have to actually play golf or be any good at it to swing something fast. Look at Canadian hockey players. And they're some of the best golfers, right? They hit long off the tee, you told me.
Oh, yeah, hockey players do. We got hockey players.
What the hell
here
are
too?
We arguing about? Either we're taking over Canada or we're not.
We're
either
not
Rogers.
No, we firmly agree that we would win. I just don't think it'd be as easy as John thinks it would be.
No, they're soft. They just give up.
I don't.
It's like
they're not all French Canadians.
They're French. They're French.
Not all of them.
Okay. They just give up. Let Hitler come walk in. Come on.
I don't think you should talk about Canadians.
No, I don't think so.
He's just physical, rugged people.
He's just saying stuff. He's just saying stuff.
You're out here talking
from the comfort of his home in California. He never rolled up on a Canadian before.
Yeah, that's not...
Okay. Yeah,
this is the most keyboard warrior thing I've ever seen.
It definitely is. Oh, they're soft.
Microphone warrior. Soft-ass Canadians. Oh, next time I find him, I'll punch him in the face. And he'll find out what we're about.
Is LeShane Canadian?
We'll find out what we're about.
LeShane's Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Would you call him soft to his face?
No, he'll punch.
Okay, you know what he did? He came here because it was too soft up there.
You think he was made tougher by coming to America?
Oh,
yes,
he came here.
Everybody is.
He literally doesn't have a tooth. Okay.
Haven't we spent like the last
you
8 years?
You two are soft. You ought to go to Canada.
I don't want to go to Canada.
I don't
because
it's too tough. It's cold. Haven't we spent the last decade calling American snowflakes, and you think he came here and got tougher? The whole thing is we call each other snowflakes. What's he talking about? A Canadian would rough you up real quick.
Do you know when they were doing slap shots into a little person at a bar? Do you think we do that in this country?
They put
a little person in gear and were shooting slap. And if you could get a goal on them, and they had hockey players go and try to score goals on them, but they were just hitting them with a puck on purpose.
Yeah.
That happened in Canada, not here.
Listen.
Now, that's not a nice thing to do.
You're talking to a guy who did play-by-play for little person wrestling. Me, okay? I know all about that, about little people.
Were there big people throwing little people?
Yeah, there was. There was.
Well, that's a sport right? Then.
That happens.
It's not nice. It's not. Canada, you don't condone it.
We don't condone that
you don't
type
condone
of
it.
Thing anymore.
The only reason Canada hasn't been invaded and taken over is because we're right here. That's why.
It's too cold.
That's the only reason.
There's also ocean between them.
What? When did you develop this hatred for Canada?
I don't know.
I've
this
always
is
hated
a new
Canada.
Thing.
Why? I've always hated Canada.
Why?
No, I've always hated Canada.
What did Canada do to you?
French. They're French.
No, they're French, not all French. French Canadians are smaller, a very small percentage.
Well,
and why
now
do you hate the French?
Back.
What did the French
now,
do to you?
Now they're fighting back because we're putting tariffs on them. Beat it, Canada. Beat it. All right. We are going to secede from Canada.
We're not part of their country. You can't secede from a separate country.
All right.
It's not how it works.
To me, I look at Canada like I look at, like, in Game of Thrones, the really cold place or whatever where
the north
was. The north. Yeah, that's
the
north. It's like, I don't want to be on the wall. Too cold.
I don't want to meet someone from Saskatchewan. That's not going to go well for me.
-27. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in North Dakota. Might as well be Canada. Anything that gets in the minuses, that's Canada.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Hey, Canada, you
Canada.
Can have Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Minnesota's Canada. All of that stuff's Canada.
Yeah, I hate
Too cold.
Right. America should start at I-10. Okay? I-10, everything south of I-10.
That's what General Lee thought, too. Everything west of the Mississippi and south of I-10 is where this country begins.
That's, well... everybody in Lafayette, they say everybody north Opelousas is a Yankee. Okay?
Yeah.
So.
South Louisiana is a whole different country. That's a whole basically different Canada of the South.
That's a whole different deal. You know what else is a different deal? Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford is a different deal. They're different than other dealerships. And that's why I love Chastang Ford. That's what I love about Chastang. I've gone into dealerships before, first of all, that they jump on top of you as soon as you walk in the door. There's a salesman. Hey, what do you need? What do you want? What are you looking for? Hey, whoa, just settle down there, buddy. That ain't the way you go about it at Chastang Ford. They're going to find out. Wait, let's find out about you, okay? Where do your payments have to be, okay? Because that's where we can start. We can look for the car, find the right one that's perfect for you, okay? Not the one that the dealership wants to sell you, the one that's perfect for you. And that's different at Chastang Ford, okay? It's not going to be high pressure. They just don't believe in it. They just don't. You're going to get a great deal there every time. And you're going to get great financing there every time. They're going to work that deal as much as they possibly can. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. It's just a great car buying experience. I feel like, you know, for years they've been the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. And there's a reason that businesses go there. And that's why you should go there as well, okay? So if you're looking for a great deal, bottom line is important. Get customize it exactly how you want it, not how they want it. All of those things. They prove it every day, and the commercial side, they'll prove it to you as well. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Class is now in session, and the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.